Arthur Padrone, get your ass over here.
Winnie, stop! Your towel hurts!
I'm so sick of you and your goddamn friends moving the tables around my cafe.
It's not even your cafe!
It's my family's, and I'm the one who has to move all the tables out of that dumb circle you make every other day.
Well, then maybe you should just get, like, a circle table. There's obviously a demand. Winnie, I'm sorry. I'll buy, like, 4 coffees, okay?
Fine. Just remind the freeloaders that they don't need to rearrange the interior decorating when they come in next time. Or I'll tell Sawyer. And no one wants that.
No, we do not.
Arthur, you're finally here.
Morning, Delilah. Is everyone else here?
CJ is in class, but other than that, yes.
Reluctantly, I might add.
Can you please tell us why we're all here at the ass crack of dawn?
Language, Gerard!
The butt crack of dawn?
Why am I here? I should be sleeping. I have a midterm later. We all have midterms later.
Oh, that's today, isn't it? I had a margarita for dinner last night. And breakfast this morning.
You're so dumb.
Got a drink to forget, Poppy.
Why? Why would you want to forget before a midterm? You know what? Just forget it.
I only came because I heard a rumor that Delilah made cookies, and I see now that it's much more than a rumor, so please pass those over before I crawl across these tables like a ravenous hungry goblin with a drug addiction.
Are you sure it was the cookies, Anthony, and not some sweet and beautiful employee who you may or may not be in love with?
Shut up, Lucy.
Anthony Taylor, did you just throw a cookie at me?
No, here we go.
Stay out of this, Lynn.
If you guys are gonna fight, can I get some punches in? I'm kind of bored.
Someone better call CJ. He'd hate to miss this one.
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's make this another bloodbath.
Can we have one day where we don't fight before noon?
Well, it's not my fault that Anthony likes to play dirty.
Guys, stop fighting. I got a call from Elliot this morning.
Well, how is she?
Apparently, her doctor said she'll be all right on her own soon. She'll be coming here next semester.
Are you sure she's all right to come? Accidents like that are hard to bounce back from that quickly. I should know. I was a junior hospital volunteer.
We know.
She says she's doing great.
Great? She was in a coma.
And she's awake now. She has been for a while. Besides, it's October. Next semester doesn't start until January. She has plenty of time to get on her feet.
I don't want her getting hurt because she's trying to be brave.
I know, that's what I told her, but you know how you guys think. Selfless bravery and running into danger at the first chance you get. I mean, come on. Knights.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to you at all, Arthur.
Furthermore, it feels wrong without Elliot here with us. She's like a missing puzzle piece.
A piece we almost lost forever.
But we didn't. We were lucky. And it wasn't your fault, Lynn.
I know. I just want her to be okay.
She will be. Thank you for coming today, you guys. For being loyal to me. Even though I've made mistakes.
We were loyal to you before, and we always will be. No matter what decisions you make.
Even if your decisions are bad. And they usually are. Read a book, Arthur.
Yeah, we trust you.
It's our job. What kind of Knights of the Round Table would we be if we didn't follow King Arthur?
We'll be right back. 1 year ago.
Hey! Arthur, hey!
Hi?
You're Arthur Padrone, right?
Yeah?
Ugh, you're finally home. I've been waiting here for hours. Your mom wouldn't let me inside.
Do I know you? Sorry, I'm bad with remembering faces. And names.
No, not yet. You did, but not anymore. Kind of. You will in just a minute.
Right. I should go inside now.
Wait, sorry. Let me start over. I'm the wizard. Well, my name is Lynn, but online, I'm the wizard.
Okay.
Didn't you get my emails? My texts? My Facebook messages? I've been sending them for weeks.
Dude, I haven't opened a single email since I graduated in May.
Oh my god, I can't believe you're Arthur. What am I saying? Yes, I can. I should have expected this.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I really do have to get inside. I'll see you around. Maybe.
I'm sorry, I don't have time for this. I've been waiting for this moment for months. Just don't freak out, okay?
A guitar? You're harassing me to show me a holy shit! Is that a sword? That's a sword. Is that real?
Of course it's real. Here, touch it.
No way! I have street smarts. You're a stranger with a weapon. And I'm gonna go inside. And you just go away. Why did you have a sword in a guitar case? Where's the guitar? Leave me alone!
Just touch the sword, Arthur.
Don't point that thing at me!
Get back here!
Why are you chasing me? Who are you?
Touch it!
Stay away from me!
Get back here!
Who are you?
Touch the sword, Arthur!
Someone help me!
Touch the fucking sword!
No! No, I don't want to hold
it. I'm really sorry about this.
Do your impression of the old farmer.
I will do as you ask. I ask you to see Arthur, we must get you to safety.
The once and future king.
She is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Meet me. This is Kate Polisino.
Arthur. The once and future king.
Uh-oh.
Friday Night Fights.
I'm King Arthur.
Yep.
Like the one from Camelot.
Yep.
Like the actual King Arthur from, you know, legend?
Oh my god, yes! You are the modern day reincarnation of King Arthur. Stop pacing! Fuck!
Why do I have these memories now? Where did they come from? Who are you?
My name is Lynn Martin.
Okay, Lynn Martin. Sounds like a fake name, by the way. What did you do to me?
I didn't do anything. It's your body's response to touching a piece of your past. God, it didn't take Elliot this long to wrap her head around it.
And who's Elliot?
Someone.
Wait, are there others? Like, people who remember past lives like this? With memories like mine?
There are a lot of us, Arthur.
Us? Wait, you mean you... Oh my god, are you Guinevere? Are we gonna have to kiss?
Ew! No!
Is this a bad dream because I drank milk before bed?
What?
One time I drank milk before bed and I had a dream I was roommates with Squidward.
Okay, if we're gonna keep doing this, you have to shut up.
Well, excuse me for losing my fucking... fucking cool when my whole life was destroyed by a real sword.
You're not the only one, Arthur. Look, I'll explain this to you in the easiest and simplest way possible. Through one way or another, I came across a sword, doesn't matter how, which, to quote you, destroyed my whole life. Through some other means, I happened upon a list of people who may be like us if they touch the sword, and now here I am, and here you are. Welcome to the medieval party, Arthur. You got that?
That did not help.
Of course it didn't. Look, I'm not going to be the bitch who babies a king. That's a knight's job, and I am not a knight.
Should I be offended right now?
Come with me. Get on, dude.
What? Where are you going? This is my motorcycle. When did you take my keys?
We're going to go get a knight who can baby you. Now get on.
Do you even know how to ride a motorcycle?
Arthur, if my Chinese food gets cold because you're too busy whining about being a king, I will murder you with your own sword. Now get on.
I just want answers.
And you'll get them, but not from me.
Fine. Are you sure you know how to drive this thing?
Duh.
Friday Night Fights.
Arthur, stop throwing up in the bush. My driving was not that bad.
Hey, I'm guessing you found him?
Oh, I found him.
You almost hit 3 kids!
They were in the way!
They were on the sidewalk! I've known you for an hour, and you're already trying to kill me. And now you've taken me to this shitty motel room where you probably planned to kill me if your driving didn't.
God, I don't want to die in a motel room. I always imagined it would be somewhere romantic, like on a cliff at sunrise, or falling off a cruise ship.
This sucks!
Yeah, that's him.
Ah, fuck! Who are you? Lynn? Who is this? Is she Guinevere? Am I going to have to kiss her?
Well, only if you want to. I'm just kidding!
Tell him who you are. Ooh, the Chinese is here. If it's cold,
I'll... Murder me with my own sword. Yeah, you already said that.
Calm down, Lynn. It just got here.
Then he's safe. For now.
Anyway, I'm Elliot Kristen Lewis. Kristen is spelled with a C-H, by the way. Most people forget that. And I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana. I won the state spelling bee in the 3rd grade. I was the captain of my high school soccer team. And I have a horse named...
Elle! Who you are? Not your life story.
Oh, right. Sorry. It is so lovely to meet you again, Your Highness. I'm Sir Lancelot du Lac at your service.
You look different. Weren't your eyes brown?
Well, 1,000 years can really change your looks, but I think Lynn looks the most different out of all of us.
And Lynn, who are you?
Merlin.
Like the wizard?
Yep.
Cool. Didn't you have a beard?
Yep.
Cool. Hey, I'm just gonna lay down for a second.
Lynn, don't talk with your mouth full. It's impolite. Don't worry, Arthur. It takes some getting used to. It's fuzzy now, but the memories come back in pieces. You'll have a clearer memory the more you touch Excalibur, though. It's like the key to this whole thing.
How did it do that? How does it work?
Have you ever heard of the stone tape theory?
I don't think so.
Well, it's mainly about ghosts, and believe me, we have a lot of those back home in Louisiana, so I'd like to think I'm your handy-dandy and super-duper resident ghost school and all-around paranormal expert. The stone tape theory says that places, or in this case, objects, have memory. If an important enough impression is made, then its signature is recorded by the things that were present, and then it just gets replayed on loop, like it's on a videotape.
So, Excalibur recorded my life?
It recorded the energy of your life. And mine, and Lynn's. You brought that thing everywhere with you. It's familiar with you, and it's familiar with the people who are in your life. or your past life. When someone like us has contact with it, it replays our specific memories for us, just like it does for you. Honestly, we couldn't do anything without Excalibur. It has all the answers. Hey, Lynn?
Yeah, Elliot?
Where is Excalibur?
In Arthur's garage.
Oh my gosh, you can't keep leaving it in random places.
That's better than the bus stop I left it at last week.
You... I know. You're right. You're improving. And I am proud of you. Now can you please go get it?
Fine. But I'm taking Arthur's motorcycle.
You can take my motorcycle.
I like Arthur's better.
Wizards, am I right? Look, I know everything is confusing right now. I mean, really confusing. But the more you lean into it, the easier it gets. It's... Well, it's weird, but you'll get the hang of things soon. I mean, Lynn and I did. Besides, you are an actual king. You should be excited.
I remember you. You fucked my wife! Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with CM Bullock as Winnie, Strummer Steele as Delilah, Tyler Ginelli as Jerry, Hannah Steele as Poppy, Holden Kennedy as Anthony, and Sydney Jones as Lucy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.